So I'd like you each to consider why you're here this morning. There might be many reasons why you might be here. There's a lot going on. You might be here because of your kids or because of the annual meeting or because this is what you do on Sundays. Maybe there's an inner voice in you that's urging you to practice, that's urging you to somehow engage with the world beyond the surface. I'm guessing that that probably is a little bit true for everyone, maybe for some more than others. But I think it's really helpful to consider from time to time what our intention is, what our spiritual intention is, what is our intention for life. And one of the ways that a community, that a sangha, that a Zen center can help with that is, through many activities, through sitting together, the opportunity to sit meditation together, to hear the teachings together. But another way is our practice period together. So Jenny mentioned several activities, and one that she didn't mention was practice period, because I told her, well, my whole talk is going to be about practice period, so you don't have to announce that. So practice period just means, we always have the chance to practice mindfulness, to practice meditation, to practice waking up, to practice compassion, to practice being kind to ourselves and others, to practice generosity, to practice gratitude. We can do that at any time. We don't need a special time to do that. And sometimes it's helpful to have a special time. So in many different religious traditions, there's special times, right? So in Catholicism, there's Lent, there's Advent. Well, I think more than, a lot of Christian traditions have those. There's Ramadan. There's, I'm blanking out on the Jewish period. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is Rosh Hashanah the period or is that the days? What is that whole period called? High Holy Days. Okay, so the High Holy Days. Great, thank you. We set aside a time, a period of time that we say, this is the time that we're going to concentrate our effort, concentrate our spiritual practice. And it's very helpful that there's other people doing it at the same time, that we can get support from the energy of others as well as supporting others with our energy. So I want to encourage all of you to consider participating in practice period at Clouds and Water. And it starts next Sunday, so it's kind of short notice if you didn't know about it before today. But I think a week is enough time to consider what you might want to do. So I'd like to talk about what it looks like if you were to choose to participate in practice period at Clouds and Water. And also to say, even if you choose not to formally participate, you could still participate. So, for example, when I was growing up, there was Lent, and you were supposed to give something up for Lent. But even if I wasn't giving something up for Lent, I still might be going to church on Sundays. I still might be knowing that Lent is going on, and still might somewhere in my heart have an intention of deepening my spiritual connection. So So I invite everyone to at least participate in that way. And I really strongly encourage you to consider whether you want to participate more fully. So what would that look like? Well, one thing it looks like is you make an intention. What is it for these 8 weeks that I want to do? What do I want to engage? So we have a theme for our practice period. The theme is gratitude and appreciation. That's just kind of like a little suggestion. So maybe your intention could be related to that in some way, but it doesn't have to be. The fact that our theme is gratitude and appreciation just means that when our little reminders come out each week about here's something you could practice this week, it's going to be related to that theme. So what are the elements of the practice period? Well, there is daily devotion, and that actually, so you have a copy of a little booklet, and I'm going to say, first don't open it, just look at the front, because it just has the theme on there. It has practice period, the dates. It has an opportunity to clarify spiritual intentions, deepen realization, and more fully integrate practice into daily life. It has a place where you can write your name and the name of your practice leader. Oh, thanks, Jenny. And then most important is to write your intention. So to think about what is it. So maybe it's a simple intention like I want to speak kindly to my family and friends. That could be an intention for practice period. Or you might decide to give something up. I want to not watch TV during practice period or whatever. So, or not watch a particular show or not watch after a certain time at night. You know, so you can, however you want to do it. So it can be adding something or giving something up. Or it can just be something in your heart. Like, I want to discover who I really am. That could be an intention. So then this is your like big picture roadmap on the front of what it is for practice period. And then on the back is some of the daily practices. So, and we've done practice period this way for a few years now at least. And it seems like people appreciate it because it's simple, but it's meaningful. And it's something that we know that everyone who's doing practice period has the intention to do. So there's some strength in that. So this morning gatha, which is kind of a little like a prayer, is just every morning do a full bow. So you saw me do a full bow. So just do one full bow. If you can do that. If otherwise, you can do a standing bow. But you just touch the earth and then say, and stay down for 3 breaths. And then you might sit up and say, waking up this morning, I vow with all beings to awaken the heart of great wisdom and compassion in gratitude for this precious life. So awakening the heart of great wisdom and compassion is Clouds and Waters sort of mission statement, tagline, sort of little thing that we say that expresses in a nutshell one of our deep intentions here. So that's simple. That's one thing just doing in the morning. Then in the evening, reflecting, taking time to reflect. So and that could be if you live with other people, it could be just sharing your reflections with them. Or if you live alone, it could be writing in a journal, or it could be if you want to share posts on the Clouds and Water Facebook page or on the Insight Timer app or by email with your small group or with a practice buddy, and I'll talk later about what that means. But anyway, just sharing, somehow reflecting, just a few moments of reflection, sort of how things went today for you. And then at night, before bed, It's the bedtime gata. So one full bow, again, three breaths, just touching the earth. It's just sort of like giving everything over to the earth, just letting go of all the good and bad from the whole day. There it is, and here you are breathing. And then the verse for the bedtime is, going to sleep tonight, I vow with all beings to allow my mind and heart to be at peace, letting go of all concerns. So that's the basic daily practice, except for one more thing, which is some amount of meditation every day. So some amount means exactly that. Some amount. Could be three breaths. That could be your meditation. I hope some of you will do more than three breaths. But part of the strength of practice period is helping us develop a habit of a daily practice. So having a habit of a daily practice to start a positive habit, it's doing it day after day. I mean, that's how negative habits start too, right? You do them day after day, and pretty soon you're just doing them and you're not thinking about it anymore. So that's the way a positive habit can start as well. So some amount of meditation every day. And then we know that everyone in the practice period has that intention. So some of us from time to time might have a day where we're in bed, our head is on the pillow, and we realize, I forgot to meditate today. Or maybe we even don't realize. And we wake up the next morning and say, oh, I didn't do meditation yesterday. Okay, so then you forgive yourself and move on. You know, you still let go of that concern. You have the intention of practicing every day. You have the strength of the community helping with that. And then you just do your best. So that's the core daily practices. Then there's a few other core practices. And these are actually listed inside, but I was hesitant to have you open it because I just want to say some people are going to look at this inside and go, ah! And if you're that person, guess what? You can just close it and you can just use the outside and the back cover because you don't need to. This is here because some people have said, you know, it would be helpful to have it all in one place where I could hold myself accountable for what I said I wanted to do. And it makes me feel good if I do these things, if I can put a little check mark there and say, yeah, yay, I did them. So if you're a person like that, then here it is for you. But if you're not a person like that, then, you know, just do it your way. So, but one thing I will say on the inside, so maybe like just this side of the inside will show you the other elements of the core practice and then some optional practice. So you don't have to, you just use it as a checklist. If you're not a checklist person, you can just use it as a reference. So this practice period, we're doing something a little different, is that we're adding a special kickoff meeting and closing meeting. So and it's short, it's next week, and it's right after the Dharma talk, just for 30 minutes. So from 10:45 till 11:15. And it's just a chance for the people who are really saying, yes, I want to do this practice period, to be together and see each other and support each other. And then at the end, the same thing, a short meeting to say, yay, we did it. Or, you know, and we muddled through somehow, you know, maybe we were imperfect, but here we are. So that's something we're trying. And then meeting with the practice leader is another element. So that's one of the Teacher Rio members. So either me or Kyoku or Ken. And Byakuran and Flying Fish are available, but less so because they have other responsibilities. So if you have a prior student-teacher relationship with Byakuran or Fish, then you can talk to them individually and see if they have time to take you on as a sort of a mentee for a practice period. But otherwise, the idea is that meeting with someone is just checking in at the beginning to say, here's what I'm thinking about doing, here's my intention. So, and if you're not able to set up a face-to-face meeting, it could be by phone or email, that initial meeting is okay. And then sometime in the middle of practice period, also just touching base with the practice leader. Here's how it's going for me. And then at the end, here's how it went. So that's a support for you. And if you sign up online, you can indicate who you want as a practice period leader, practice leader. Probably we could just have a sign-up sheet today. Maybe, Jenny, you could just put a list by the greeter table after people want to sign up, and then you can just put your name and your email, and if you know what practice leader you want, you can put the name of that person or just say, choose for me. So let's see what anything else I want to say about practice leader. No, I don't think so. So then the other thing that we're asking for core practice period participation is that you make an effort to come every Sunday during practice period or to listen to the talks at home. So connecting in that way. We're also asking some kind of volunteer service. And I'll say a little bit more about what that means. It can be really simple. Four times. And then there's a weekly mindfulness task that's emailed out. So that's just a, you know, something that you can include in your practice. That's kind of like for you to choose how that works. I mean, maybe you get that and you're, sometimes what happens for me when I'm doing these things is like maybe the first week the mindfulness practice comes and it's like, oh, this is really what I want to do. And then next week another mindfulness practice comes. It's like, oh, I still want to do the first one. So that's fine then. Just keep doing that. Or maybe you have some other practice that you're working on that you say, you know, for me, this is the mindfulness task I want for the whole time. So then that's fine. You can do that. So it's very flexible. Okay, we have a special optional practice this time, though, which is practice groups. So I want to say a little something about that. We have a group here at Clouds and Water called the Lay Training Group. It's made up of people who aren't priests or aren't sort of at the, like, they're not like Ken K.U. Ford, you know, sort of, he's not ordained, but he's one of the teachers. So they're not one of the teachers per se, but they kind of are teachers because they're really lay leaders in the community. So like Jenny is an example of someone who's in that group, has been practicing for a long time. And so anyway, there's a group that meets once a month and they do some study together. And one of the things that they decided is they wanted to do some service for the community. So what they offered is we could be leaders for small groups if people want to have small group support during practice period. And they're willing to meet, have four times. So basically it's like every other week you would be able to meet in a small group. So if you're interested in that, it's most helpful if you can come next week to the kickoff meeting, because then we'll organize people into groups. But even if you can't come next week, you could still tell us, yes, I'm interested. I'd like to be in a small group, and then we could help get you in one. Do you want to say anything else about that, Jenny?
The Lay Training Group was just brainstorming about this idea, and we were thinking that it's very helpful when you're going through an intensive like this, to be able to connect periodically with other people doing the same thing in a more intimate way than just on Sundays when everybody's together. So we're going to form these groups. It's an experiment this year, so we'll see how it goes, and everybody who signs up for one will be helping to shape it too. And we're going to be offering it at different times of the week to make it easier for people. So we would like feedback on what would work. But anyway, we're hoping to have some
sign up next week so we can get those going. We're thinking of small groups of, you know, 4 or 5, however it plays out. We're meeting tomorrow night, and we'll talk about it more as a group. So if you have any feedback right now you'd like to give me at the end of the meeting, I'll have you done.
Thanks. Well, one thing I'll just mention too is that this time with practice period, it's always been, practice period has been free, and it still is free, but now we're saying really suggested donation of $0 to $100. And the reason of that is we realized, oh, the teachers and the lay leaders are putting a lot of effort into this. So it's probably good if people are available to help support that effort financially. So that's just something to know. But we certainly don't want anyone to not participate because they feel like, oh, well, I can't really afford anything. That's why we say the donation is $0 to $100. Well, since this today is also the opening of our youth practice and family practice, the whole program year for our young people, I want to say something about practicing as a family. So I think the practice period can be done by any age. So I think for the kids, they probably don't have to come every Sunday. And maybe they don't have to do 4 volunteer service, but the daily stuff they could do if they want to. So it's something that people could do as a family. We've done that in our family, like where we do the, you know, if our schedules allow, in the mornings we do the bow together and the gata together and in the evening. And then, of course, the family reflection is something we do together. But it's really wonderfully supportive. So if your kids are interested, some children love the daily rituals, you know, that having something that they do every day. And if they do, they can also help you as parents keep up with the practice. So, and one thing that we say is, we're saying if young children are participating, we ask that you, as the parent, be their practice leader rather than having them meet with one of the teachers. And if you have children in junior or senior high, they might choose to have a parent as a practice leader, or they might check in with one of their clouds and water teachers. But one thing just to know is that our volunteer teachers are not allowed to meet privately, individually with students. So they could check in with a teacher like after, you know, after class, like when there's other people around, or check in by email. That would be okay. I mean, if they choose, but they might want you as a parent to kind of be someone that they check in with. So it kind of depends on the kid. I want to, especially since I know this is being recorded and some people who are listening to it aren't able to come here at all or very often, and even some of you, maybe you're here today, but it's not something that you can often come to. So you're thinking, well, I want to participate in practice period, but I'm not going to be able to come all those times. So I want to say there is a way to participate remotely. So I'll just mention briefly how that would work. So the kickoff meeting and the closing meeting, instead have a phone meeting with the practice leader, just checking in. So just kind of combine the kickoff meeting with the first practice leader meeting. And then, of course, meetings with the practice leader. You could do that by phone, by Skype, by email. Sunday program, you can listen to the talks online. Volunteer service, which I'll talk in a minute about volunteer service that people can do who are able to come here, but if you're not able to come, Some volunteer ideas from a distance would be helping boost Clouds and Waters' online presence by like sharing Clouds' Facebook posts or links to our website on Facebook or other social media. So you could help. That would be a volunteer thing you could do, just getting the word out about different things happening at Clouds. You could share your thoughts, you know, post a comment on a, you know, Facebook page of Clouds and Water or some event. And you also might talk with your practice leader about other volunteer tasks that could be done remotely. Sometimes we have things that, you know, that we can send, like we could send you something and you could format it for us or something like that. And I think that it's possible that I think that the lay training group is talking about maybe at least one of the practice groups could have a Skype element. So, you know, so then you could participate even in the small group remotely. So actually, we've only got a few minutes left, so I want to just pause for a moment and see if people have questions or comments about practice period that you want to have a chance to voice. Oh, yes.
I just wanted to share kind of an exciting development in my house. I've been meditating a lot more, and then very recently I've said, well, my kids should be maybe doing this too. So we've incorporated it as part of the bedtime routine. My daughter, who is 8, the son that, can do it for, does it for 3 or 4 minutes, and my son, who's 5, does it for 1 minute at night. I let them sit on my cushion and we light a candle, and then they're allowed to blow out the candle at the end. And they really love it. So it's kind of something I didn't think could be done before.
That's great. Thanks. Yes, Matt.
So we'll, should we sign up for these groups based on the schedule of the group and which?
I think what you should do is, if you can come next week, can you? No?
No, no.
Okay.
I'm scheduled to work.
Okay. Well, if you, what you could do is just say, I want to be in a group, and then the group, the lay training group will sort of say, like, here's the time, that we'll figure it out. But what we're hoping is that next week we can kind of self-organize into, you know, and figure that out. Yes, Ken. Yes. Yes, yes, that's a good point. Thanks. And the same, you know, with the groups, like once you're assigned a group, then it's sort of your responsibility to, you know, the group leader isn't going to track you down, and it's the same with the practice leader. So you, if you sign up for a practice leader, like if you sign up with me and then you're waiting for me to contact you, it's not going to work like that. So if you've signed up with me, then it's you take the initiative to contact me and say, can we set up a phone meeting? Can we set up a face-to-face meeting? Or I'd just like to email you my thoughts. Here they are. And then we'll do it that way. So, yeah, thanks, Ken, for that. Yes, Dana.
How soon are the talks on Sunday morning posted into the website?
It kind of varies, but, you know, I think it's usually within that week, like maybe within a few days, Mitch. Is that right? Most of the time the Sunday talks would be like by maybe Tuesday or Wednesday or...
Yeah.
It depends, yeah. Once in a while there's glitches and it takes longer, but, you know, that's the idea. Yeah, there we go. So I know that the kids are just about ready to come in, so I just want to say really briefly about volunteering, because I want to make sure people get that it's easy to do. So things you can do as a volunteer are things like putting away cushions and chairs on Sunday, filling or emptying the dishwasher, dusting or vacuuming, or taking out the trash and recycling, or weeding the garden, or watering, or mowing the lawn. Yeah, so... so anything that, you know, you can just check in with the Eno or any of the staff or any of the teachers and say, hey, I'd like to volunteer a little bit today. Is there something I could do? And I'm sure we can find something for you. So so that's an easy way when you're already here on Sunday. And then if you feel like, oh, I'd like to do something else, like I'd like to help with the altar flowers. And those are usually done like midweek. So if you're interested in that, you could let us know. Or, you know, there's other things like that that might happen in the middle of the week. So it could be something that's more involved, and it could be something that's really simple, like just I'm already here and I'll just do something for 5 minutes. Because, you know, if 10 people do something for 5 minutes, that's a lot of work that gets done. So it's really helpful. And we don't have, you know, a maintenance person. We don't have a landscape person. We don't have, you know, we don't have that kind of staff. So I know we're at 10 after, right? Yeah, it is. So I think what we'll do is we'll just chant one time.